Be honest. How many of you experience fear and sometimes even sheer terror when you're getting ready to depose an expert in your cases? Be honest. We all do. How many of you have been in a case where the deposition of the expert changed the outcome of the case? How many of you don't know what I'm talking about because you're supposed to be in the Amway seminar down the hall? I don't care how many years you've been doing it, the prospect of deposing the surgeon, the pilot, the author of the textbook is intimidating. A lawyer who's been practicing a lot longer than I am said to me once, the day I stop feeling that little knot in my stomach is the day I'm going to hang up my boots and try and do something else. I know that when I'm sitting on the airplane getting ready to head out of town to fly and depose one of these experts, I sometimes get more nervous than a United Airlines passenger sitting on the tarmac waiting for takeoff, thinking I'm going to be the one booted from the plane or maybe later from the deposition. But the adrenaline rush, the fear, overcoming that is part of the reason and part of the thrill of deposing these very deadly witnesses in these cases. If you can get that same thrill from written discovery, please see me at the end of the course because I've got some on my desk in Dallas I'll be happy to share with you for the weekend, keep you busy and give you that adrenaline rush. Anybody, and I mean anybody, can claim to be an expert in a case. Experts are uber witnesses, you might say. They can harm us more than fact witnesses because they can opine on ultimate issues. And so the issue that I'm going to address with you is how you take them down, how you limit the harm they can do to you. Over 100 years ago, Mark Twain captured the sentiments of many still today when he said, an expert is a person hired to divorce yourself from your common sense.